Well, I am so bummed. I recorded a whole podcast and it disappeared. So I'm just going to go for it. I don't care. I'm actually quite irritated at the moment. That was interesting because I recorded it and then grabbed my cup of coffee and kind of went on social media. I thought maybe I could find something pleasant. And of course, all I see is just more of the same. The maturity level of people has gone down so much. What's quite funny to me is not only is it immature, the hypocrisy of the meanness has gotten ridiculous to watch to me. And this is why I am so hesitant to talk to people these days. I am such a chit chatter, love chit chatting. It was one of the fun things to do. And when I first got on Twitter, I didn't know anyone's politics. I was just looking at character, and having fun and kind of creating little silliness here and there. And so sad that character has been revealed more and more online, even with people that I thought were super duper nice. Because if you have to insult someone else to make your point, this just, I am looking at. Not only, it's just so funny to me how people can despise or however they want to look at it, and then they turn around and they do the exact same thing that they're accusing the other person of doing. And when I sit there, I can't do the work for people. It's too exhausting. And usually when people do that, they're not aware nor do they care. I don't have my filter on. But since I'm so cranky, that's why I'm going through it anyway. It's What If Wednesday. What if Rebecca just continues to just talk like Rebecca? See, the thing is that you may hear me kind of get cranky, and I will always be very vague because my political choices are none of anyone's business. If I want to engage in a conversation with someone about it, I will set up a beautiful environment. It will be nonviolent, it will be respectful, it will be almost hopeful to learn something about someone. There goes my security. I have such a goofy channel. I mean, you can hear everything. I'm doing everything that most people say don't do on a podcast. I've got sounds everywhere. I walk around. I don't really have a consistent sort of style. Although I think my behavior is consistent. I may get cranky because I think it's important for, I'm human, so I am going to get cranky and I might get sassy and I think it's good. But then I'll also show you how I flip it and how I get hopeful and optimistic and look for solutions and what do you call it? Just, because I'd like to always repair and recreate and restore. Basically. But yeah, I'm really shying away from conversing with people these days. I find so many so distasteful in their behavior. No one's, it just, I it just, it's very rare that I find someone that's self-aware and actually cares enough not to insult me right out of the park. And I mean, they don't even know they're insulting me, but in a way, you're insulting someone if you just start going to town without even knowing where they stand, especially these days. I would say just, you gotta pipe it. Pipe it. No one needs to hear about it. Every time you express your opinion, you risk insulting someone else. And the way I say this, if you don't mind that, go for it. But then you should allow somebody to come back. It's very interesting to me when someone declares something on social media and then somebody comes back and says, well, that's not how I see it. And then a fight ensues. It's like, well, why can't I say what I want to say? Of course you can, but you're declaring it and it's right there. And if you've got friends who are followers or whatever, what do you want to do? Just shut them up? Then why don't you put make that your profile? I like to talk, but I don't want to hear anyone else talk. These are my opinions and I think they're facts. I mean, why not just go like that? Be honest. And then people can choose not to watch you anymore. That's what I think. I mean, I guess I'm just getting frustrated because I used to really love engaging and I don't anymore because the rudeness and the hypocrisy and the insults and all of it just come flying out without I mean, there were some people that I followed that that was just their thing from the beginning. So it's kind of like in a weird way, they're consistent. But I do notice if someone argues with them, they go back and forth and have a problem. They don't have a problem at all. It's people who just put things out. I mean, I definitely don't believe in censorship. I definitely don't believe that. I think free speech is a beautiful thing. So when I go on, it's true. Let them all rip. But for me personally, I'm sad because I used to be this chit chatter and I don't want to do that anymore. I don't enjoy it. I have a very select few that I do, and that's great. And then I can end on a light note. But for the most part, nope. There's just no such thing as just delightful conversation anymore. If I don't see it, I'm not going to partake. And it does make for like that loneliness, but I know that I'm not alone. I mean, I say, what if, since I always like to do my What If Wednesday, that just we practiced kind, delightful conversation for a little bit. You know, just try it on. Try on when you go to talk to someone that you kind of respect the space. Maybe they won't want to talk about what you want to talk about. Ask them. So you're not just throwing a bunch of stuff on top. And I want to try that too, because, you know, when I get lonely and I want to talk to somebody about something, I have to remember, well, does this person want to talk about these subjects? Because the art of conversation is to learn and grow and feel good. So, God, it's like I keep attempting to go and sort of rebuild on social media because I'm like, oh, maybe it'll be fun. Maybe it'll be fun again. And I am not seeing it. And I know that a lot of people who have been off of it feel better, which I definitely have limited it. Taking it off of my phone has been a huge benefit to me. It's just I have less. I can't get on it, so it's great. But I might have to just do less and less peeking because either that or I'm just going to, like, what's the point? And then what I can do is in the real life, just keep sort of searching out these people because I know they exist. And if I've got a few, then I'm lucky, and I do, and I love it. We talk about movies and TV shows, and we giggle, and we find real fun videos to share with each other that are uplifting, and that's just, it's such a great feeling. I love it. So I guess that's, for me, that makes my mental health better, because everyone can do their part if they do it, but your part is just being self-aware, you know, care about people. And if you don't like something that someone does, for God's sakes, don't do it. Don't do that behavior and then say, well, he didn't. It's like, what the hell is that? When we're an adult, you see children do that, and at least it makes sense, but come on. Or animals, you know, sort of attack each other, but aren't we supposed to be elevated a little bit more? So the way I look at it is, you know, I'm out there watching. I am out there watching, and just know, I mean, let's put it this way. If I don't converse with you, you know, I've just backed off. And it doesn't necessarily mean I don't agree with you. I just don't like the choices. I have had conversations with people I agree with about stuff, and then I didn't like the choice of the way they were talking, either to me or about others. So this is a model that I have set for myself all the way around. Of course, it gets meaner when someone that I see, we don't share the same, but bottom line, at this point, I don't think anybody needs to hear every thought and feeling that you have that's not showing respect for everybody. I mean, just everybody. Again, this is one of the biggest reasons why I didn't expose or start talking about, this is not a political channel. I don't do that. This isn't sort of like that. You know, I keep it vague for a reason, because I want it to be all inclusive. I learn a lot from people I don't agree with. I do, actually. Of course, I'm more comforted by people that I do agree with. But again, it can ebb and flow. I would like to see a pattern of kindness and compassion, and none of this assumption stuff. Just sort of like a respect, like just a respect. Because, or you choose, do you want to stay and hang with people that agree with you? That makes sense to go ahead. Might be a boring world, but go ahead. I'm going to continue to try to do this, but I will also protect my mental health by not hanging with people who don't share that sort of model of behavior. I mean, in terms of like chit-chatting and expressing myself, things like that, I will always be pleasant. I kind of will do the, good wishes to you. But I guess I'm sort of saying this part because maybe this part will make you think, how many people do feel that way about you? If you're doing this behavior, if you're constantly just going out, declaring your opinions as if they're fact and not taking the time to find out how the other person feels about it. And then they clam up. Might want to watch that. They may just clam up on you. And those are the people that are really cool because they're not even going to take the time for that. They're not even going to take the time. They're just like, I don't have time for that. I mean, there's other people that love to argue. They're just debaters. I don't know. They just get a rise out of it. Everybody has that. That's that drama clicks in stuff. Or maybe they get something out of it. I'm not quite sure. That's to be explored. But I've got some really very intelligent friends that just choose not to do that. And we don't even discuss it a lot, which is interesting. I mean, we might just like a little bit, sort of like in a way of encouraging, kindness and compassion and respect. But we sort of have this kind of joke where, all right, enough of that. Let's go find something funny. And I love that. Those people are gems. So that's my thing. The quality probably stinks because I just couldn't redo my setup. And I was so bummed that the other one got deleted. But maybe this one's more raw and real anyway. I really appreciate shares and likes and messages and things like that. I describe it as I'm like in the coffee shop and you meet me, but now I'm kind of thinking like I'm, instead of strumming the guitar in the corner, I'm like this person that just rattles. Like you go in and you're like, what does she have to rattle about today? So I don't make anything off this. It's just kind of like a thing I do. I'll do it until it becomes less useful, I guess. But I would love to hear from you. That makes me happy. Just kind of like let me know if something sparked something or you felt better or you just went, aha. Anything, just a little shout out always makes me feel good and so I can grow my audience. Please take me with a grain of chat. These are my opinions, my experiences, my thoughts. My intention is not to hurt or offend, which I guess anything really has the potential of doing that, but they're just sort of my thoughts. Like I just ramble around and share with you. So that's my thing. Went a little overboard. Thank you so much for listening, and till next time.